T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, everyone. This is Jeff Salkin for Eye on the Community. We have two very special guests with us today. Michelle Hageman, MSO IPA Administrator for Choice Medical Group, which services the Victor Valley. Michelle oversees the daily operations of Choice Medical Group and is responsible for adhering to their mission statement, delivering superior medical services, ensuring health and quality of life to the people within the communities they serve. And we also have Shannon Lewis on the phone. Shannon is a Medicare and health plan specialist with just about 10 years experience in the healthcare industry. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeff.
Before we start discussing the incredibly important topic of healthcare that impacts everyone, healthcare and the open enrollment window, I'd like Michelle and Shannon to introduce themselves so our listeners know a little bit more about their backgrounds, their unique specialties, and of course, why they chose healthcare as a calling. How about if we start with you, Michelle? Please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. I am, my name is Michelle Hageman, and I am the MSO IPA Administrator at Choice Medical Group. I have been there for just a short period of time, just a couple months at this point. But prior to that, I worked over 30 years at a Medicare Advantage plan, learning all about healthcare. Healthcare has just always been a passion for me, and I've loved it. I see the intricacies, I see the benefits of Medicare Advantage, and you know what we need to do in the healthcare. United States in healthcare. Yeah,
Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. So yes, I am Shannon Lewis, and I'm a Medicare health insurance agent for about 10 years now, working up in the high desert. And throughout San Bernardino and Riverside County. I do most of my work in a high desert. I chose the profession when my father was actually having issues with getting his Medicare started. I was the one that helped him out navigating through all of the various health plans, and it sparked an interest. And I like helping people, especially the seniors. I think they are underrepresented when it comes to having adequate help, especially in the healthcare industry. So I changed professions, and this is what I do now to help people.
I think we're probably very fortunate right now that we have two industry thought leaders who have a lot of experience and background for our listeners. And for those that are checking out the audio podcast about open enrollment, there's been a lot of conversation through the years, most previously, about the topic of open enrollment. But I don't want to assume that everybody listening and listening to us now actually knows what open enrollment is or how important it really is to themselves, their families, their friends, neighbors, and relatives. So how about if we start, we'll go to Shannon first. Tell us, what is open enrollment, why it's important that everybody pays very careful attention to the purpose of open enrollment as we go through October and November?
Yes. Well, there's two different types of open enrollment. So let's start with the first one, which is going to be the annual open enrollment. That runs from October 15th through December 7th, Jeff. Now, during the annual open enrollment or annual election period, this is the time of the year where people who are on Medicare plans can change their Medicare plan from one plan to the next, whether it be an upgrade or whatever. That plan would then take effect on January 1st of the following year. Now, open enrollment is a newer concept added by Medicare that will start on January 1st and run through March 31st. During the open enrollment period, it will allow a person to make one change in their Medicare health plan, going from one Medicare Advantage plan to the next, or dropping a Medicare Advantage plan and going back to original Medicare and selecting a prescription drug plan. So the open enrollment period is replacing the old disenrollment period that Medicare had set forth.
And you can see why
it might be a little confusing right now.
That's what I was just going to say. It can be very confusing for a typical person who just wants to get good health care. They want to pay a good price. Some of the topics we're going to cover are what do people later in the segment are what do folks need to think about when they're looking at these different options, and we will cover that just in a little bit. But you know, basically, you talked about Medicare and Medicare Advantage plan. Could you tell us a little bit about Medicare Advantage plan and the benefit of a person on Medicare? How does that work?
Okay. A Medicare Advantage plan does offer all the benefits that you have in Medicare. They are regulatorily required to offer the same benefits as Medicare, but they also offer additional benefits. So with a traditional Medicare plan, sometimes you have like your office visits, you may be responsible for 20% of the charges, where with a Medicare Advantage plan, they will have additional benefits, such as they will actually only charge you a minimal or no copay for things like office visits, hospitalizations, and many of the services you do require. They also have additional benefits that they will add on to it, such as, you know, some plans have vision benefits, dental, chiropractic care, acupuncture. Some of them actually offer gym benefits too.
So really?
For health, for wellness. Yeah, for wellness. Okay. So, they offer prescription drugs. Many of the plans offer prescription drugs too at very low copayments. So it helps keep those costs in line. So the Medicare beneficiary can budget a little bit better as to what their healthcare costs are going to be.
It sounds like because there are rule changes and just different health plan changes that go on generally with what's happening in the healthcare industry, it sounds like that there are going to be some changes in Medicare rules or regulations for next year. Can both of you address that? We can start with Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry. Start with Shannon.
Yes, Jeff. So some of the changes next year, what I referred to earlier, is the open enrollment period now. So the open enrollment period is actually replacing the disenrollment period. In the disenrollment period previously, a person was only allowed to drop a Medicare Advantage plan and then pick up a prescription drug plan while going back to original Medicare. Medicare, changing their regulations starting January 1st, created the open enrollment period that will allow a person from January 1st to March 31st a one-time switch in their Medicare Advantage plan. So they're now going to be allowed to switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, or leave a Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare and pick up a standalone prescription drug plan. So that's the new big change in Medicare's regulations for next year. It allows the beneficiary in Medicare more latitude and gives them another opportunity to switch their health plan in the event that they're unhappy with the current one.
If you were to, we won't take phone calls, we're not set up to do that, but if somebody who's listening to us right now had basic questions that, being experts in the healthcare industry, you hear more often than not that we haven't addressed up to this point of our conversation, what are some of those one or two questions that you would anticipate that somebody, if they could pick up the phone and call you right now, Shannon, would ask?
I think people would ask, again, the differences between the annual election period and the new open enrollment period. I think people might be slightly confused as to what they can do in the annual election period, which is they can still make their annual changes to take effect the following year. So they can still change from one Medicare Advantage plan to the next. They can drop a Medicare Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare, and pick up a standalone drug plan. So you can basically do most of that again in the open enrollment period, which is the new added benefit to Medicare beneficiaries. And I think people might get a little confused about that until it's been around for a couple of years or explained to them by their health insurance agent.
How do I, as an individual, speaking for the many people that are listening to us now, select or choose a health plan? What should I look for when we get to that point of, I think you said it was October 15th is the beginning of open enrollment?
October 15th October through December 7th.
What services should we look at, and how do we do a cost comparison?
When you're looking at a particular health plan, you want to look at their summary of benefits and look and see if the services that that particular health plan is offering going to fit your needs. Most of the health plans are relatively similar in copays for doctor visits and specialists, hospital copay, skilled nursing copay. But the health plans also offer extra benefits like the vision and dental, chiropractor, acupuncture, gym membership, stuff like that. Now, when you're talking about cost, most people spend the most money out of pocket annually on prescription drug expenses. So a person would want to pay very close attention to the medications that they're currently using and compare the prices for the following year in their evidence of coverage that comes in the mail in the first week of October, compare their benefits or prescriptions with other plans and find out if there's another plan that could be cheaper or save them money on their prescription drug costs.
What I wanted to ask next is, when folks start to look at all the different options that you and Michelle have talked about that are available, and there are a lot, so it can get sort of confusing. What are some of the, Michelle, what are some of the basic questions that people should think about asking just to start the process, such as, you know, has my family life changed? Or
they want to, first off, they want to look at the types of services that they receive right now. Do they normally go to the primary care? Does the primary care send them to, different health visits, such as, you know, doing the routine lab tests and x-rays and things like that, different tests that they do so that they can keep their health well? You want to try and, stay on top of all these things so that you are staying as well as possible. They also want to look at the, Shannon had said, the different medications they're on to make sure and do a cost comparison between the different plans to see what would be the best fit for them. And then, you also have to look at, what kinds of programs the plans do offer in terms of, if you have congestive heart failure, if you have COPD, if you have diabetes, do they have programs that would help you stay healthy or improve your health with those particular disease states?
I had looked at some information before we started recording to learn a little bit more about the topic of open enrollment myself. And it almost seems as though one of the points about insurers don't usually cover some treatments they view as non-essential or experimental. For those folks in our listening audience right now who actually face those issues, please pay special attention to does the healthcare plan that I'm choosing address that? And if not, ask a lot of questions. Just don't assume what's happening. Do you run into that, Shannon, when folks ask you about what plans should I look into?
I do. That's frequently a question that people answer. One of the big benefits that is being offered by many of the companies now is chiropractor and acupuncture.
Really?
So a lot of people are in tune to chiropractor and acupuncture as an alternative way of treatment for an ailment. So some of the health plans now are adding that benefit onto their plan as an extra benefit with a small copay and a certain amount of visits per year to help people not go to a primary care doctor for something on the smaller end that the naturopathic would help.
I also read that some services may now also include 24-hour nurse lines, multidisciplinary pain rehabilitation, and/or wellness programs.
That's true. Most all of the plans offer the 24-hour nurse hotline and other management services. And if the plan is not offering it, generally the medical groups can assist a person with those type of services as well. Now, for the plans that do offer it, a person can get assistance working with their plan through their medical group.
Can you both tell me what is, I've heard about something called the star rating. What is the star rating? Does that actually impact open enrollment? It almost sounds like you go on to the internet and there are 4 stars for this or 1.5 stars for something you're purchasing. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? Michelle?
Yes, Medicare, several years ago, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, who we think of as Medicare now, developed a quality initiative where they wanted to make sure that they were paying for quality services and that their beneficiaries were receiving these. So there are a number of measures that health plans must adhere to that set up these star things. So when you have the higher stars, 5 stars, 4.5, 4, that usually means they're actually meeting those quality measures that CMS has set out. It's things for improving health, for, you know, diabetes, for routine care, medication adherence.
Perfect. Shannon, any additional thoughts on the STAR program that you run into?
Well, not on a daily basis, I would say no. Most people are concerned with the quality of health plan that they're choosing. And again, I refer them back to that STAR rating, as Michelle said. The higher the STAR rating given to a health plan by Medicare, the better performing that health plan is. So I always recommend the person to look at the STAR rating for the particular company that they're with, or a potential company that they're looking at for a potential change.
Well, one of the issues I'd like to learn a little bit more about are, have we not covered something in the very short time we've had so far to talk about open enrollment? Any questions or topics that either of you would like to address as part of your closing comments? Shannon, why don't you go first?
What I always recommend a Medicare recipient to do is read their annual notice of change that comes in the mail to them from their current health insurance company. That notice of change will let that person know what kind of changes are going to take effect with their health plan for the following year. I do frequently find people who don't read that change are unaware of those benefit changes, and they don't realize that a particular benefit did change until they try to use that benefit in the following year. So I always recommend people to read that annual notice of change, or if they don't understand it, to call their health insurance agent or call their health plan and talk to customer service and get a clear definition as to what changes are going to take place for their plan for the following year.
Michelle?
I just wanted to basically echo that, you know, the annual notice of change can sometimes be, or the evidence of coverage can be a little intimidating because they are rather large booklets. They can be rather large booklets, but it is so important to really look at the benefits and what is potentially changing year over year, because that does happen so often, and that's the a senior will have a change to their benefit. They don't understand it. They end up getting locked into their plan, and then they cannot access certain benefits that they were used to having in the past.
Or change it for a long period of time.
Correct, correct. They're locked in until the next open enrollment period.
I would encourage everybody, just being a layperson about the healthcare industry, with a couple of experts from the health industry with us today, that don't wait until 2 days before the end of open enrollment to start your journey of learning a little bit more, because it's about your health and your wellness. And if you've got coworkers or family members or relatives, make sure that you kind of push them to ask them, be vocal, be proactive, and tell your friends and other family members, have you checked into open enrollment yet? Because I guess at the end of the day, you may actually be helping save a life. And that's critically important. Any last thoughts before we say goodbye to our listeners? I want to thank our very special guests with us today, Michelle Hageman, who, as I mentioned, is MSO, IPA Administrator for Choice Medical Group. Choice Medical Group services the Victor Valley High Desert Marketplace. Michelle oversees the daily operations of Choice Medical Group and is responsible for adhering to, I love this mission statement, delivering superior medical services, ensuring health and quality of life to people within communities that the medical group serves. And our good friend Shannon Lewis, who's on the phone with us, Shannon is a Medicare and health plan specialist with about 10 years experience in the healthcare industry. Tell your friends, play this audio podcast often, and thank you for joining us, both Michelle and Shannon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Most welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.